Welcome back to the pregame show. Matt Lopes joined with relief pitcher Craig Lejeune in his first season with the Brockton Rocks. Craig, how you doing today? Getting ready for this game against the Sharks. And now you pitched the other night, obviously, so this might be one of your off nights. But just tell me a little bit about your thoughts in the early season for you coming out of the pen here for Brockton.
It's a great season so far. I mean, the record may not show it, but we have a great team. Once our hitting comes around, I think our team will pick up and we've got some wins under our belts.
Now, this isn't your first rodeo, I guess you could say, in the summer league circuit. You played up in the NYCBL last summer. Now, in terms of talent across the league and some of the parks you've played in, what have been some of the differences here?
The talent is definitely a step up from the league I was in last year. As for the parks, big difference. Like, all minor league stadiums, it's a great feel. It's nice to have clubhouses to walk into before and after games, and it's a great atmosphere all around.
Now, for you personally, why don't you tell us a little bit about your pitching repertoire? And I know you're coming out of the pen for us. You've been a starter in the past, but what do you bring into the table on the mound, and what's your mindset when you go out there?
When I come out of the pen, I just want to pound the zone, throw strikes, and attack the hitter.
Now, I remember you telling me kind of off the record last week that you're coming at the hitters with a knuckleball. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, is that your go-to pitch, or is it fastball first for you, and then that's kind of the secondary pitch?
Yeah, I like to start off with a fastball, establish a zone, but I've yet to throw in a knuckleball this year because the catchers aren't too familiar with it, so they don't really know how to handle it. But for school, I had my own personal catcher, like a Doug Mirabelli almost, for all the New Englanders out there, but it was good. I just got to wait for them to learn how to catch in the bullpens, and I'll start throwing it more often.
So when the knuckleball isn't a factor, I guess, if you're not throwing it yet this season, what kind of secondary pitches do you bring to the table?
I throw the curveball and changeup, and the last game I was established them for both strikes, so the pitch has been working good coming out of the pen.
Now, what do you say is something that you're looking to improve on going forward?
Going forward for the season, definitely just my command and control of all the pitches. I want to have great command of all four of my pitches and have them to come out of the pen and just be sharp all the time.
Now, you went to, or still go to, of course, George Washington University. Now, you were a starter a little bit there, too, right, as well as a reliever?
Yes, I was.
And what's the difference been for you? Obviously, I know there's a huge difference in terms of being a starter and a reliever, but maybe which do you prefer, and what are the different mindsets of those two jobs?
I mean, I prefer both. Starting and reliever, they're both fun. I just like going out there and doing my thing, and it's like starting, you obviously have that the mind frame of coming out there and throwing a few innings, but come out of the pen, you just go out there and give it all you got, like every pitch, and try not to think about the whole rest of the game. Try to go out there and do your thing, one batter.
Now, how's it been working with these coaches, Judd Thigpen, Ted Curley, and, of course, the pitching coach, Brad Hertzler? What have they done to really help you develop here through the course of the summer?
Yeah, they're all great coaches. They've all experienced minor league baseball and independent ball here with the Brockton Rocks. So I learned a lot with them from everything from pitching and just baseball knowledge in general.
And final question for you. What do you think the boys got to do tonight to get a win?
Yeah, just play solid baseball. No errors and get some runs on the board.
All right, Craig, appreciate your time. Thank you. We'll take a quick break, come back with the starting lineups and first pitch on the pregame show here on AM 1460 WXBR.